Did you notice in the book of Acts, the direction the Holy Spirit was giving these people? We tried to go this way, the Spirit wouldn't let us. Tried to go that way, the Spirit wouldn't let us. Wouldn't you like to be that directed by the Holy Spirit? Well, I think if we pray, it may never be that dramatic, but it could be a lot better than it is. You see, they only wanted the will of God. They didn't care whether they went up or down or left or right. They didn't care. They just wanted to do God's will. Those are the people who get the direction because there's no obstacle. Oh, he couldn't want that, you know. That's exactly what he wanted. So, now, it's interesting, huh? Timothy. Later in the letter to Timothy, Paul tells him, remember the scriptures and how your mother and your grandmother Lois taught you the scriptures. His mom was a devout Jewess, and her mom was living with them, evidently. Now, why did she marry a Greek then? I don't know. I mean, obviously, but that meant, of course, because he's a boy and the father runs the house, he wasn't circumcised. Well, that's going to be problems. He's Jewish. He's born of a Jewish mother. So he's Jewish. Therefore, he has to be circumcised. And Paul explained that to him, and he said, okay, how come if you're born of a Jewish mother, you're Jewish? Well, they say that's your father, and he probably is. But your mother, there's no doubt about that. And so that's why it goes by the mother. I remember we were going out. This is Rome. And I was with a bunch of young kids who were preaching the gospel. They were very fervent, very lovely kids. It was the mother, what was her name? The foundress of the Little Sisters of the Poor. She said, would you work with them, watch them? They're good, but they go all over the place. So we were going out, one of the pastors outside Rome asked us to come out and preach to the parish. So we said, sure. Then he told me, no, but I got to tell you, most of the people are communists. So it's not going to be a big group. And if the others come, they might give you a hard time. And so I told them that as we were going out there, just be alert. And they said, oh, maybe we'll suffer for the name of Jesus. That's where they were. So we got out there. And, you know, communists, anywhere could be tough, but in Italy sometimes, they just don't like what the church does. Anyway, we got there, and you can see that they weren't like Sunday communists, if you know what I mean. They all showed up, and they were enthralled with the kids. I mean, the priest, you expect them to talk like that. But the kids. I had to translate for them all because they didn't know any Italian. But it was quite an experience. And the reaction of the kids, you know, when I said, you know, we could get in some trouble out there. Oh, maybe we'll suffer for the name of Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? On the way out, which is it's outside Rome, southeast, there was a guy hitchhiking. So we picked him up. He was going to the same town. He'd gone into town, walked into town. These are the Abruzzi Mountains. To call Detroit. Because he got word that his brother living in Detroit, had died. And so he was riding with me in my car. And he said something so interesting, but it's so Mediterranean. He said, at times like this, he's lost his brother, you know. You look to God and your mother. They say that's my father. He probably is. But you always know who your mother is. And that's the see. So that's behind this. If you're born of a Jewish mother, you're Jewish, period. So, but Paul had him circumcised so there wouldn't be any trouble. And they were guided, as you see, by the Holy Spirit, right? Now remember, we've only got another week to get ready for Pentecost. In fact, the 9-day novena for Pentecost should have already started.
No, it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yes. Ascension Thursday is coming up.
Ah, that's what it is. Well then, Ascension Thursday, start the novena to the Holy Spirit. That's what the apostles did. And pray for ourselves, but pray for the whole church. Do you see how, if we wanted it, they were going to go this way, and the Spirit stops us. We were going to go this way, and the Spirit stopped us. Wouldn't it be great to be getting that kind of direction? Well, let's pray for it. Anyway, the world, those are the, that's the whole system of forces that's opposed to God. It's financial, military, industrial, cultural, resisting God. That's the world. And gosh, we have to preach to that world. You know, that's one advantage when you're traveling and you have a collar on. And I always do that because I'm looking for business. And sure as heck, somebody will sit next to me and want to talk about God or the church. Or I left because Father so-and-so said such-and-such 20 years ago. That's going on here, you see. If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. Why? You see, well, Augustine has this great phrase. Men love the truth when it enlightens them, but they hate it when it accuses them. So, see, that's why it's so important to be loving. Because you're all going to be a pain in the neck to somebody if you're, you know, a real devout Christian. You've got to be that, but you've also got to be, as Paul says someplace, let your speech be seasoned with salt. Makes sense. You know, just don't rattle your rosary at them. You know? So, if you belong to the world would love its own. But because you don't belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. And don't kid yourself. But those are the people we have to preach to. Remember the word I spoke to you? No slave is greater than his master. So if they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And that happens, doesn't it? You know, in our country, things are kind of quiet. But if you're in a country like, Jordan, or worse, Iran and Iraq, and you're a Christian, you are hated. Why? Because you're a thorn in the side. They know Jesus is the Son of God. But it means living a different life, and they don't want that. So the best way, get rid of those who talk like that, and you will be at peace. If they kept my word, they will keep yours. And they will do all these things to you on account of my name. Why? Because they do not know the one who sent me. That's the tragedy.